Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We've got a big Friday broadcast lined up for you today, the 28th day of July, 2006. We're here live Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. That's 12 noon to 3 p.m. on the one and only GCN Radio Network. And don't forget, the Genesis Network not only supplies internet streams of the entire network to the world, we now also stream my broadcast 24 hours a day. Not only the live broadcast, but refeeds 24 hours a day, the broadcast repeating continuously, so you can tune into any segment of the broadcast that you wish. And we're about to expand the podcasting as well for you. We have the producer, the director, Aaron Russo, joining us. America, Freedom to Fascism. I supported him in his run to be the presidential candidate for the Libertarians, which he narrowly lost a few years ago. He's a good friend of mine, and I've had a chance to sit down and watch the film. It's an amazing documentary, and I'm sure you've seen some of the TV ads they've bought nationally. It opens in five cities today as a test, a platform release, and then it'll be opening in more cities throughout the next few weeks. And I was asked to introduce the film coming up tonight, and I'll be doing that this evening here in Austin, Texas. We'll also have a question and answer after. But Aaron Russo joins us in the second hour, and I believe we're going to have Joe Bannister, the former IRS Treasury Enforcement Agent, badge and a gun individual, who found out that the IRS was basically a private organization and that there is no law making you pay the income tax, though they criminally enforce it. So look for him to be joining us during the interview with Aaron Russo, who produced quite a few big movies, some Eddie Murphy films. What's that film he produced? It's my favorite Eddie Murphy movie, but I can't place the name right now. Oh, Trading Places. Yes, where there's the two corrupt aristocratic bankers manipulating the stock market, and they try to set him up, and Dan Aykroyd's in it. Okay, you don't tune in to hear about Dan Aykroyd and Eddie Murphy. The point is, he's made an anti-New World Order film that's incredible, and he will be joining us coming up in the next hour. In 30 minutes, or in 28 minutes to be precise, we'll be joined by Wayne Madsen, former National Security Agency employee, who just continues to knock him out of the park with great reports. He caught the Israelis red-handed using some type of chemical weapons over in Israel, and now he, of course, has discovered that what we guessed a few days ago, he's confirmed that the United Nations forces there in that particular village had witnessed atrocities and civilians being targeted by design, purposefully. And so 10 separate times over several hours of being shelled and bombed, they kept begging the UN to stop targeting them, and finally the UN observers were killed when they were targeted by precision-guided missiles fired from Israeli aircraft. So he'll be joining us for a short interview coming up in about 25 minutes. In the meantime, yes, it's true, it's confirmed, it's on their schedule, posted yesterday afternoon. We have press releases up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Even if you don't have cable, but you do have internet, you'll be able to watch it streaming as they air it coming up Saturday night, 8 p.m. Eastern, and they're going to re-air it at 11 p.m. Eastern. That way folks on the West Coast can see it during prime time. C-SPAN 1 will air the 9/11 Neocon Symposium piece. They're billing it as an hour and 50 minutes. It's actually an hour and 48 minutes, but c'est la vie. I guess they, like C-SPAN's signature, they like to leave the camera rolling a few minutes after each event ends. That's my news show. The point is, that's coming up tomorrow night, 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock Central, 6 o'clock Mountain, 5 o'clock Pacific. So those press releases are up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Right now, we'll be right back with the latest news and information.
It's
year, after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Are rising gas prices flattening your wallet? Try Royal Purple High Performance Motor Oil.
What? How's that?
Yes, independent tests by respected universities show Royal Purple reduces fuel consumption by as much as 5%. That means Royal Purple can deliver better gas mileage for a fatter wallet. Go to RoyalPurple.com for details. That's Royal Purple, the high performance motor oil that outperforms.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to RoyalPurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and RoyalPurple.com today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Several big guests lined up for you today on this live Friday edition, 28th day of July 2006. I'm Alex Jones, your host. The websites are martiallaw911.info, infowars.net, jonesreport.com, prisonplanet.com, infowars.com. Why do we have so many websites? Well, really, our enemies have made us stronger. That which does not kill you only makes you stronger. I read several books written by the philosopher Friedrich Nietzsche. I didn't agree with a lot of it, but some of it did make sense. And that which does not kill you truly does make you stronger. What's the old Marine Corps saying? Is that pain is weakness leaving the body? Going back, starting InfoWars.com, I guess 8-9 years ago, we would get certified hack attacks, denial of service attacks, people going in, hacking in, posting, you know, naked women riding on motorcycles. That's the type of stuff they'd try to, you know, do to us. And so, not having a lot of money to have the really huge, fancy server banks of, you know, 5-6 servers together with all these huge firewalls and IT people watching it 24 hours a day, we went with the cheap man's version and simply had different websites with different servers, different parts of the country. So if one site was taken down, we still had a bunch of others that were up. And I'm continuing in that tradition. We're going to launch 2 or 3 more websites this year and 2 or 3 more the next year and 2 or 3 more the next year and add webmasters to each one. And most of the sites have the same news on them every day. Mainstream, alternative, government documents, photos, video, music videos, the best stuff we find on the web. The information you email us at our tips mailboxes, like tips at Infowars.com. You really make the sites what they are, which is up to the minute. We get a lot of stuff before even the other Patriot or, quote, truth sites get them. But we would only really have one site today if it wasn't for the government attacking our sites over and over again. And so over the years, we have just launched more and more sites, more and more servers, more and more websites to counter that. And what's happened is the sites now all have their own, look and their own personalities and their own people behind them. So every site every day has maybe 4 or 5, sometimes 10, 15, 20 different news articles or videos or photos that the other sites don't have. So that's why it's always good to visit all of the Infowars.com group of websites every single day. Okay, that out of the way. Well, you have Wayne Madison joining us in about 20 minutes, former NSA employee, to talk about evidence of Israel using chemical/biological weapons in Israel and evidence that the UN observers who were killed 4 or 5 days ago, I guess 3 days ago, had actually witnessed a massacre or some war crimes, which we do know are going on an hourly basis during this conflict that Israel and the neocons are escalating. So he'll be joining us coming up in about 20 minutes to cover that. And then in the next hour, we have Aaron Russo, the Hollywood director, producer, with his new film, America, Freedom to Fascism. And Joe Bannister will be joining us halfway into that interview, the IRS criminal enforcer who woke up to the fact that the whole thing was a giant scam. He'll be riding shotgun with us halfway into that interview as well. And we'll have open phones throughout the day, including in the second and third hour, though we're not going to take any calls until Mr. Madsen joins us, so please hold on your calls for now. One more program note, and then I will plunge into the news. C-SPAN to air historic 9/11 expose, 9/11 and the Neocon Agenda panel discussion to run this Saturday, July 29th at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And I've privately joked around the office that I'd eat my hat if they ended up airing it. They normally air these type of events within 2 weeks. This will be the unusual month after that they will be airing it. And I did talk to several of the bigwigs at C-SPAN. They go, yes, it's going to air barring some big event. But it's not guaranteed, though it is on their schedule. And this is unlike any other 9/11 event that you've seen on C-SPAN. David Ray Griffin did a good job about a year ago with an hour-long presentation. There's been a truth convergence that's been on C-SPAN. There have been 3 or 4 events that I know of, and I've watched them all, and they've been okay. They've been all right. I mean, the information's been good, and Griffin came out and said he believes it's an inside job, probably the most hardcore thing we've seen. Well, what you're going to witness tomorrow night at 8 p.m. Eastern, again, 7 o'clock Central, and then re-aired at 11 o'clock Eastern for the West Coast, is unbelievable. It is a powerful hour and 50-minute long presentation. An hour and 30 minutes of the panel with Jim Fetzer, founder, scholars, 9/11 Truth, Professor Stephen Jones, needs no introduction, Webster Griffin Tarpley, and, of course, myself and Dr. Bob Bowman, former head of the Star Wars Project, all exposing 9/11 as an inside job. And the whole thing is opened up by a 10-minute speech that I give. And in between the program that they're putting on featuring our information Saturday at 8, well, an hour and 50 minutes later, right after our program ends, it's Dick Cheney giving a speech at the press club. So sandwiched between the first airing and the second airing, they're going to air it almost back-to-back, will be the vice president. So I guess there's a chance the vice president might tune in to see himself give a hawkish pro-war World War III speech. So his lordship may actually be watching. I'm sure I will move up the enemies list with this one. But you know the cliche, somebody has got to do it. And if you don't have cable, but you have internet, there will be a link, a live link for the program, so that you can watch it as it plays, as they air it. You'll be able to watch it in real time via the computer. We have links up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com in these two C-SPAN press releases, one that Ryan Slickhuysen put out, one that Paul Watson put out, hence two different press releases. But in both of those, we have links to the C-SPAN live internet feed, so you can check that out. We'll see if we crash it for them, though I doubt that. They have very large servers. Okay, that out of the way. Dead U.N. soldiers had atrocity info. Wayne Madsen, our intelligence sources, report that an Israeli Defense Force attack on Lebanon is being carried out as a joint Israeli-U.S. military operation. Moreover, there are, it continues, joint Israeli and U.S. war rooms coordinating the U.S.-supported Israeli attacks on Lebanon. The ultimate aim of Washington and Jerusalem is not only to eliminate Hezbollah as a political force in Lebanon, which they've succeeded in doing the opposite, but also to remake Lebanon as an American and Israel client state. Israeli forces are pounding parts of Lebanon, especially in the north, where there are no Hezbollah units and primarily Christian populations. In addition, Israeli forces are being aided by Bush administration with high-resolution overhead imagery of U.S. spy satellites and signals intelligence intercepts and National Security Agency assets, including Signet satellites. And then he goes into the details of killing the U.N. observers because they were witnessing massacres. He'll be joining us again in 15 minutes to cover that. A really frightening article out of the New York Times. Tide of Arab opinions turns to support for Hezbollah. And even allies like Saudi Arabia are saying they're in danger of being overthrown and saying Israel, who they've tried to support, is now endangering the whole region going into World War III and that they're, quote, arrogant and being aggressors and playing with fire. And we have up on Infowars.com the Saudis' public warning that they put out yesterday to the United States and Israel. If we have time later, I'll read some excerpts of that. But I want to skip ahead. We'll get back into the war news of Wayne Madsen coming up. I want to skip ahead to some really frightening news that comes to us via the Washington Post today. Here's the Washington Post headline. Doctors test anti-smoking vaccine. And I read this article this morning and tried to figure out exactly what type of vaccine this is, if it's the one announced 2 years ago by the British that actually attacks the electrochemical neuron receptors in the brain. And they didn't say whether this was the same or similar vaccine, though I went and then checked out the Pfizer Inc. vaccine, and it appears to be the type of vaccine, the very same type being pushed in England. And what does it do? Well, this is not the Outer Limits. This is not the Twilight Zone. This is the real deal. What does it do? It attacks, ladies and gentlemen, every receptor in the brain that picks up endorphins. And when I finally saw on the website of C-SPAN.com yesterday that they had finally posted our 9/11 neocon roundtable discussion, I got a rush of euphoria for a minute or two. I was very excited. We did high fives. That is called endorphin, ladies and gentlemen. I don't need heroin. I don't need cocaine. When I see a beautiful vista, when I'm up in the mountains in the early morning and a sunrise, I get a rush of endorphin looking at God's creation. When I look at my beautiful wife, I get a rush of endorphin. When I would, the one time they fumbled the ball, and because I was a lineman and then a linebacker when I played a few years of football, the one time I got the ball and ran a touchdown when it fumbled, I had a huge rush of endorphin. You get a huge rush of endorphin when a big guy's pounding on you that started a fight with you and you hit him and he goes down, knocked out. You get a rush of endorphin. Your brain's saying, good job. You protected yourself. No more with this. I spent 45 minutes looking into this article this morning, and it's the exact same vaccine we heard about 2 years ago, and I'll cover this when we get back. They're going to force this on you. Actual brain-damaging, brain-destroying vaccines. They're not joking. We'll be right back.
According to the American Diabetes Association, more than 18 million people in the U.S. have diabetes. Most people with diabetes have risk factors such as obesity, high blood pressure, and cholesterol, which increase their risk for heart disease.
Right?
For example, more than 65% of people with diabetes die from heart disease or stroke. Finding out you or your loved one have diabetes can be scary. This is why, as your trusted online partner in health, we are committed to bringing you products that help you make informed decisions about your health.
At ResearchHerbs.com,
you can learn more about GlucoCare, a highly effective and safe natural herbal supplement formulated specifically to help maintain optimal blood sugar levels. As with all products featured on ResearchHerbs.com, GlucoCare is the result of several years of rigorous development and is backed by numerous clinical trials and experimental studies. Visit us online at ResearchHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through a private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
Dry, cracked heels used to be a real problem for me, especially in the summer when I wear sandals. My husband would say, "Your heels are like sandpaper." But then my podiatrist gave me Calyx ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and smooths cracked heels and calluses using natural enzymes. Calyx never stings or burns and made my heels baby soft. Now they look and feel great. If you have calluses or dry, cracked heels, try Calyx ointment. You can find it at Walgreens and Long's in the foot care section.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Person in the United States got up this morning from the Washington Post there in the D.C. area or online and went, "Oh, doctors test anti-smoking vaccine. Well, that sounds good. Maybe I'll give that to my 14-year-old son. I don't want him to start smoking. I think I've smelled it on him. He may be starting." Doctors are testing a radical new way to help smokers quit, a shot that immunizes them against the nicotine rush that fuels their addiction. That pleasurable buzz has seduced Mario Mushigiani into burning through nearly 500,000 cigarettes in half a century. Now the Madison man is among 3,300 people around the country who are testing an experimental vaccine that makes them immune system attack nicotine in much the same way it would fight a life-threatening germ. But then you read into the article and you go look at the actual vaccine. That's not really what it does. There is a virus in it that goes into the receptors, the areas of the brain, and, of course, multiple types of receptors, and, quote, creates plaques where the body then has an autoimmune response. So it kills large areas of key receptor sites in the brain. The treatment keeps nicotine from reaching the brain. This is the back to the article, making smoking less pleasurable and theoretically easier to give up. The small amount that still manages to get in helps to ease withdrawal, the main reason most quitters relapse. If it works, and this has not been proven yet, the vaccine could become part of a new generation of smoking treatments that attack dependency in the brain instead of just replacing the nicotine from cigarettes in a less harmful way, like the gum, lozenges, patches, and nasal sprays sold today. Yeah, I've seen a bunch of big studies showing that actually low levels of nicotine without the carbon monoxide and dioxide and the toxins and the tar is actually good for you. One such drug, Pfizer Inc.'s Chantix, is due on the market any day now. Another, Sanofi Aventis S.A.'s Acomflia, recently won approval in Europe as a weight loss drug. In U.S., regulators follow suit. Some doctors say they also will use it to help smokers quit, especially those concerned about gaining weight. And it goes on. Now, it's being billed in England, and 2 years ago I first saw this in the Times of London. We made a big deal about it on air, had guests on, scientists on covering it, if you remember. And they said that it will be used to stop heroin, cocaine, and other narcotics abuse, and, quote, nicotine, because these receptors are all centered in the same areas and are very similar, and that the viruses then migrate to that area, though the viruses themselves have been damaged or killed, depending on which analysis you read of these different families of vaccines. But the body has an autoimmune response in the area, again creating protein plaques, like the prions, or the prions, just like Alzheimer's. And so, yes, let's basically give ourselves limited Alzheimer's. And then a bunch of top scientists came out in England decrying and going, wait a minute, people won't be able to be happy anymore. You know, there's a reason people use these drugs. Instead of having to make the touchdown or do the good job at work or be a good father. I mean, I get an adrenaline rush when I help some old lady. I get an adrenaline rush when I give somebody in need who I know is a good person and needs the help, some money. I get an adrenaline rush when I do the right thing. Like when I turn down, say, $10,000, somebody calls up, company, we'll pay you $10,000 to say that this vitamin pill will make you guaranteed, you know, live 100 years longer. I mean, that's kind of, and I'm like, no, I'm not going to. But don't you want $10,000? No, I don't. And when I hang up the phone, they call back four or five times in a month trying to sell me on it. Literally, when I hang up the phone and tell them no, I feel good. Because doing good, doing the right thing, not being corrupt, and the opposite, that's what your conscience is. When you do something bad that's against the human species, that's against our basic operating system that God gave us, when you do something bad against the tribe, you then feel bad, ladies and gentlemen. See, I feel good. I'm addicted to trying to do good. And I'm still a bad person. I still do bad things, and I feel bad when I do bad things. Evil people call that weakness. They love their hard black hearts. No, I love my big red beating heart full of hot blood. I'm hot-blooded, and I like it. Okay, so getting a death threat and not having fear and going through it and dealing with it, I get an adrenaline rush. Being attacked by enemies, being attacked by the New York Times and Popular Mechanics and Vanity Fair, I get an adrenaline rush because I know I'm hurting them, and I'm going to go on hurting them because they've been hurting the weak. But you won't be able to feel like that if they give you this special injection. Of course, then they'll have drugs later to treat your depression.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Now you can bring Berkey Purification Power anywhere with the Sport Berkey Filtration Bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon 222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
The Bill of Rights is a term for the first 10 amendments of the Constitution, limiting the federal government's power and preserving the rights of the people. Each day, we gradually lose these rights that we are entitled to. We need to take a stand to let the government know that we are tired of losing our rights. Today, you can take this stand. You can express your beliefs by wearing a new and innovative t-shirt available only through GCN. Each shirt is black with a redesign of the famous Don't Tread on Me Gadsden flag located on the front of the shirt. On the back is the Bill of Rights, printed in bold white text. Each shirt is $15 plus $7 shipping. Please send a check or money order for $22 along with size and the number of shirts being ordered to Libertees. That's LIBBERTEES. 447 Thompson Bay Loop, New Blaine, Arkansas, 72851. Or go to GCNLive.com to view this great shirt today. Sizes XXL and larger at $2. Arkansas residents at 8% sales tax.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
In just a moment, we'll be talking with Wayne Madison, former NSA analyst, employee, who just knocks it out of the park over and over again with on-target analysis and inside information that we've vetted and proven to be accurate time and time again, so we're always honored to have him, concerning munitions that carry chemical or biological weapons clearly being loaded by Israelis. That's now been confirmed. And then the even bigger report here, we know they're also using DU now. That's been confirmed by Dr. Doug Rocky and others. But even bigger news here, knowingly killing, evidence shows, the UN observers who were there in that village witnessing ongoing massacres, which Israel has a history of targeting UN installations to get rid of witnesses. That's coming up here in just about a minute and a half. Before I go any further, there are six events coming up in the next month and a half or so. The first one is the Lakewood Theater in central Dallas, right by White Rock Lake, a beautiful 1938 Art Deco theater that seats 900. We're only selling 700 tickets, so everybody will get a good seat, upper and lower balcony. I'm going to be there. I'm going to premiere my new film, Terror Storm, the completed final film. Then I'll give a speech, take questions. Then Jim Mars, the main screenwriter for the film JFK, will be giving a speech titled JFK to 9/11. Then I will air a 35-40 minute piece we're putting together from the 40 plus hours of footage that we shot at the Bilderberg Group meeting up in Ottawa, Canada in early June. That will be there. And then we're going to have 2 hours of Shanghai Five, just a great lounge act that even plays the big hotels in Vegas. And they're great patriots, anti-New World Order Even got some political songs. They'll play from midnight to 2 a.m. So from 7 to 2, come for the whole thing or come for part of it, only $10.50. Okay, $10.50 for your ticket. And you can get those via Infowars.com. And, folks, we're getting up to about 15% of the tickets already being gone a day and a half into selling them. And this event is, what, 28 days, 29 days away. So if you want tickets, you better get them. If you don't have a computer, get your neighbor, get your son, get your daughter, get somebody at work to get you the tickets. They can print off the e-tickets right when you purchase them. Then you'll be emailed the ticket. You can print it off right there and get your ticket. I keep meaning to tell my staff to tell the 1-800 line to set it up where you can get tickets that way, but we can only do that for a few weeks because if we mail you tickets, we've got to have time to get them to you. If not, we'll have your name and we'll let you in at the door there, but we'll definitely implement that too. But right now, you can only get tickets via Infowars.com. And then coming up in September on the 4th, 5th, and 6th, and then on the 13th and 14th, five events. It's on a Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and the next week on a Wednesday and a Thursday. We're going to be showing Terror Storm at the Alamo Drafthouse, South Lamar. Those tickets are starting to go quick, too. We've had over 50 events over the years, and only one of them hasn't sold out, and that one was over 80% filled. So, believe me, you want to go ahead and get your tickets at Infowars.com for both events. And if you can't because you live outside Texas, please go to Infowars.com, the secure online video and bookstore, and get my new film, Terror Storm. Get it. Make copies. The power of you, the listeners, getting these films, making copies aggressively, getting them out to people, can expose the globalists that carried out 9/11. And while you're at it, get Martial Law, get Road to Tyranny, get The Order of Death, get the other books and videos, Loose Change Second Edition I carry on DVD, or Webster Tarpley's 9/11 Synthetic Terror, Made in the USA. A huge video on bookstore at Infowars.com or call toll free. They can answer all your questions and take your orders that way and tell you about different specials they're offering. 1-888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, or see all my films right now online at prisonplanet.tv. All 15 of my films, my weekly TV reports, almost all of the 20-hour symposium. I think it's like 16 hours is up there now. The last few hours will be put up by this weekend or by Monday. The roundtable discussion you're about to see on C-SPAN, shot from our four cameras, not just C-SPAN's two. I mean, that's up there for members. PrisonPlanet.tv, 15 cents a day, $5.95 a month. Get a yearly membership and get 3 months free. All right, going back to Wayne Madsen. Wayne, thank you so much for coming on with us, sir.
Good to be with you, Alex.
You bet. First off, just for those that don't know who you are, even though you're a routine guest here on the broadcast and an honored contributor, we're very thankful to have you with us. Tell us quickly about your website, tell us about your background, and then get into the intel you have. First on the munitions that carry chemical or bioweapons, photographed in Israel, now DU munitions photographed, and mainstream reports of more weapons by the U.S. being shipped in of DU nature. And then also, please get into the new report you just broke. That's at Wayne Madsen Report right now, concerning what many of us said 2 days ago, that looks like Israel would kill these individuals who for hours were begging for them not to continue targeting them, to basically get rid of people that witnessed a massacre.
Right. Well, my website, WayneMadsenReport.com, what I'm trying to do is recreate something that's lost here, in not only in Washington, but around the country. There used to be the Washington Merry-Go-Round, very successful column on inside information put out first by Drew Pearson, taken over by the late Jack Anderson, and we've really lost that. You know, when I talk to people here, I think it's you know, my duty to get it out to the rest of the country, because not everybody can afford to be here in Washington or even would want to live in this awful place. But I have the two articles you mentioned, one on the Israeli use of chemical weapons. There was a photograph taken of an Israeli soldier using an artillery shell. I talked to two former U.S. military intelligence agents who served in Iraq, who were looking for Iraqi WMDs, and they said the container on the artillery shell is a pressurized container and is can be used to carry any sort of chemical substance, whether
well,
that's...
Well, I did some checking with myself on some of the weapons encyclopedias online.
Right.
There, in fact, we even know the very name of that particular munition. Am I correct in saying it can carry a chemical, but also any type of gas dispersal to aerosolize a biological as well?
Absolutely. Now, the Israelis market it as an anti-landmine device, which contains a fuel... air mixture, but let's face it, you know, when you get reports, as I did, from people in Lebanon, U.S. citizens in Lebanon with very close links with the U.S. government, and I won't go beyond that, that said that there were shells hitting in southern Lebanon villages where people started vomiting, getting sick. These obviously
yeah, there
these
are towns, even in mainstream reports, where everyone's vomiting and puking and diarrheaing their guts out.
That's right, and you know, that's pretty fast acting for depleted uranium. The radioactivity of depleted uranium, that'll show up a little bit later, as it is now in Iraq and amongst the Iraqis and also amongst our troops that are coming back. But the fact that Israel was using banned weapons, including white phosphorus, which can also be contained in those types of shells, is an indication that the Israeli government has really gone off of the playbook of international law and the Geneva Conventions, and not only using those weapons, but also in targeting civilians anyway with any type of weapon.
Openly, with precision munitions fired from helicopters and dropped from planes and missiles fired from aircraft, blowing up international aid workers, huge orange buses and trucks marked with the International Red Cross symbol. Get into that for us, and then Wayne, your intel on that, and let's lead into the destruction of the UN base.
Well, that's right. I mean, these so-called precision-guided munitions are about as precision-guided as the ones we've been using in Iraq that have killed countless civilians, including women and children. Red Cross vans have been hit, and in the case of the attack on the UN outpost in Qiyam, on the southern border of Lebanon, those people, including the guys that wound up getting killed, the four blue helmets, were radioing and Israel saying, "You're getting close. You're going to wind up killing somebody." The Irish liaison officer to the IDF said that he personally interceded with the Israelis, and he said, just like they've always done in the past, they ignored the UN about this brinkmanship. And now we have four dead UN Blue Helmet peacekeepers.
Well, the report is that for hours, 10 separate calls, they were shelling the installation, the bunker. And then I guess Israel said, okay, we'll stop. We'll end this by firing a missile through the opening and killing all of you.
That's right. And, you know, UN Secretary General Annan said that it was deliberate. Of course, the U.S., John Bolton, this moron we have up there, this maniac, as our ambassador, who's going to probably get confirmed permanently as our ambassador, said that he wanted an apology from Kofi Annan for that. Now, I talked to people at the United Nations, and they confirmed to me that Annan based that on evidence that the United Nations has, that was a deliberate attack on that UN outpost. And really, instead of demanding apologies from Kofi Annan, what should be happening is there ought to be a move in the UN Security Council to censure Israel, and if they don't stop, to expel them as a member or suspend their membership.
Well, it's amazing. And, of course, the UN, they're not pure little driven snow themselves. They've been involved in a lot of carnage worldwide. But Israel has a history of killing any international observers to get witnesses out of the way before they occupy towns and cities.
Well, I talked several years ago to some of the guys that survived the USS Liberty attack during the Six-Day War in 67. Of course, Israel not only attacked this NSA ship that was monitoring Israeli communications during the war, they not only attacked it knowing it was an American ship and what kind of ship it was, but when there were survivors in the water, that the Israeli planes strafed them, trying to kill the survivors. So, yeah, I mean, this is a long history of this kind of activity on the part of the Israeli military. And in that case, of course, the NSA ship, the Liberty, which was flying the U.S. Flag, had information about Israeli war crimes against Egyptian POWs
in the Sinai. Yeah. Now, going back, Wayne Madison, about 3 weeks ago when all this was kicking off over there, Israeli generals, Air Force and the Air Ground Force leader, both said, hey, we need 30,000 more troops to fully invade Lebanon and take this into Beirut if need be. And Olbert said no. Now they say they've, quote, stopped for now advancing, though the evidence shows they're still moving forward, and but they're still massing troops, massing armored vehicles and aircraft, and then calling in their national reserves. Do you think this is Israel simply taking a breather while they build up forces, or do you think this signals that Israel may be listening to international pressure, especially some of their allies, Jordan now calling them an out-of-control aggressor, along with Saudi Arabia? What do you see happening in the next 2 weeks?
I see it as a combination of things right now. There's a very recent report within the last hour or so that Israel, through the International Red Cross, is now negotiating on a prisoner swap with Hezbollah. If that's the case, we're going to see this start to wind down. I also think Israel got its nose bloodied when it went into Lebanon. We're here, you know, there's censorship in Israel. We don't know what the number of casualties they're suffering. But one thing we know is that Israeli, retired Israeli military officers and intelligence officials, just like over here with General Shinseki and General Zinni, they warned Olmert against this kind of adventure in Lebanon, because they said in 1992, when Yitzhak Rabin was presented with a plan to occupy Lebanon to get rid of Hezbollah, then Chief of Staff of the Israeli Defense Force, Ehud Barak, and this head of military intelligence, General Segei, they both prevailed on Rabin not to do it. He agreed with that, and that the policy since then was to negotiate with Hezbollah on prisoner swaps. This, of course, as I reported, this whole thing was premeditated during a meeting last month in Beaver Creek, Colorado, at the American Enterprise Institute conference, and a meeting between Cheney, former Israeli Prime Minister Likud, Prime Minister Netanyahu, and Knesset member, Russian refugee Natan Sharansky.
And that was before they sent the soldiers over the border to get captured. So what do you think is the real reason for pulling this? Just a political smokescreen off of Bush and Cheney's political problems going into the November election, or Olmert being in trouble for sexual harassment, or is this a escalation threat towards Iran, or is it all three?
It's probably a lot of those, but especially the last one you mentioned. My friend James Bamford has an article out in Rolling Stone where he talks, it's called Iran, the Next War.
Going into Iran, yeah.
This is Lebanon, then Syria, and then Iran, and that's what these guys intend to do. And it won't be an October surprise. It's going to be like this surprise started in July, and it'll keep ongoing until October and November.
So this is
when
just a way to hype and draw the battle lines. We know Western governments are staging terror attacks throughout history. A lot of those are declassified, Wayne Madison, as you know well. We see the neocons hyping that Hezbollah is sure to nuke an American city soon, Fox News. We see the Israelis saying, we've got to go into Iran and Syria, they're behind it. We've seen the hype by Israel claiming that the kidnapped soldiers were taken to Iran, similar to the propaganda of 3 months ago that they make Jews wear yellow stars or yellow signs. Total lies. Do you think the neocons were doing a trial balloon here, or do you think this is just an opening salvo and they still intend hell or high water to go in? That's number one. Number two, do you think some Western intelligence agency or sub-criminal group may stage a terror attack in the West and blame it on the Iranians or the Syrians?
Well, I think this is phase two of the clean break, which was drawn up in 1996 for Netanyahu by all these crazy neocons like Doug Feith and Wolfowitz and Richard Perle and David Wormser, all these characters that are infiltrated in this Bush administration now. They presented this. The clean break was prepared to do was to scrap all past Middle East peace processes, including Oslo II, but also Camp David, going back to what Jimmy Carter, the agreement he made with Sadat and Begin back in the late 70s. So the clean break is first they had to dismember, attack, get rid of Saddam Hussein, attack Iraq, dismember Iraq, which is now functionally three different countries. This guy Maliki, who was in Washington the other day, he's the prime minister of the Green Zone. That's about the same size as the Principality of Monaco. He has no authority.
What about Western governments staging terror attacks? They've set the stage saying, quote, we're going to get hit by Hezbollah in England or the U.S. They've set the table for that. Is that just psych warfare hyping, or do you think a Western crime element could carry out some type of attack?
Oh, I think you're right on that. I think the London mass transit bombings, we now know that they had no links to Al-Qaeda. And that's still fishy. This roundup of these guys in Canada right after this neocon Stephen Harper takes over, that was very suspicious.
Miami?
Miami, trying to say these Haitians that are probably the only god they worship is probably the Rastafarian god, and you know they're hoping to get some ganja, some marijuana dropped from heaven to try to link them to Al Qaeda. I think is absolutely insane. But of course, you know the Bush people and the neocons think that we're all dumb out here.
Do you
that we're
think
not
we're in danger of an element inside our government or another government staging a terror attack in the West?
I think it's a real possibility. I do, and I think with the hype, when you see the hype from Fox News and all this type of thing, I think they're trying to stage, you know, set the stage for something. We'll probably start hearing about chemical and bioweapons pretty soon now.
Wayne Madsen, one more quick 5-minute segment with you on the other side. I want to get into DU. We know that big bunker busters were just shipped to Israel for Iran, and they've also been shipping in some of the Abrams Sabo rounds, and we've got photos of Israeli soldiers loading these into their artillery. Want to get your take on DU use in Lebanon right now. Stay with us.
It's here after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking with Wayne Madsen. Wayne Madsen, thank you for joining us and spending time with us today again. WayneMadsenReport.com. DU, they've used the equivalent of 44,000 A-bombs in Iraq alone and Afghanistan, proving grounds all over the U.S., all over Western Europe, all over England. Now Israel's been buying these weapons. They're now even using them down into small arms. Do the Israeli people, do you think, know that their earth is literally being salted for 4.5 billion years? That's just one half-life. Give us your intel on that.
Well, yes. You know, I mean, these deep penetrators, you know, we're going to see the effects of that in places like Iraq long after we're gone. But, you know, the people who say Israel's after the water in the Latani River in Lebanon, with them using depleted uranium, I find that argument to be a little bit strange, because why would Israel want to be bringing down water that's already radioactive? So, when you look at the neocons and the Israeli government, and you look at the neocons and our government, I think these people are basically, they're not thinking. They're insane. I'm not saying they're all end-timers or anything like that, but they certainly don't think about the aftermath of what they're doing.
Well, I myself am a Christian, but I don't want to be associated with the people that are saying, praise God, they're pushing microchips, praise God, they're about to blow the planet up. That means God will come back. I mean, we're supposed to stand up against evil, not embrace it and say that it's wonderful. And I think the neocons love some of the misguided end-timers who are cheerleading us all the way to Armageddon.
Oh, that's what I think. I mean, I think the most amazing thing in Bob Woodward's book about Bush was when he asked Bush how he thought he'd be treated in history, and Bush's answer was bizarre. He says, we're all going to be dead. And, you know, and what is that? But from an American president, that kind of response, we would have never heard that from any other past president about their legacy in history. It seems to me like he was saying, I don't care because, the end times are near. Well, this guy's mentally ill. He needs to be removed from office, at least, impeached, or they need to invoke the 25th Amendment, because this guy's not only a danger. I mean, I don't care what he does to himself, but he can't take the rest of the world with him.
Well, I mean, to get into mental illness, being a member of Skull and Bones and being involved in all those weird rituals, I mean, that's a cult of death. They are into death. I mean, the mindset in Washington, is anybody concerned that, I mean, here's an example. Lana, you probably saw the article last year where they admitted that they dumped 3 million-plus gallons of solid nerve gas off the coast of North Carolina, millions of gallons of watered-down nerve gas in the Delaware River. I mean, what's going on with the elites that they're doing things that hurt themselves?
Well, you know, there's one thought that these people, they think that the planet's too overpopulated. They like to, you know, get rid, you know, lop off about 5 billion, so they could, you know, have a more manageable population. But
no, I think that's at the heart of it. Yes.
Yeah, I mean, it's when you look at what they're doing, they seem to revel in death. These awful pictures of these burnt babies and young girls in Lebanon.
That's another thing, and we're almost out of time. I want to get your take on this. In the past, I saw presidents, national security advisors, always solemn when they were at war councils or at meetings. Rice is in Israel and Lebanon, like she just won the lottery. They're all giggling. Crystal's on TV smacking and giggling. What's wrong with them?
Right. I mean, you look at Bush, and he's like a giggling psychopath. I mean, the guy, what's wrong with them? I think they're nuts. I mean, I don't have any other word. I'm not a psychiatrist, but these people belong in mental institutions, certainly not in the White House, Pentagon. You know, that guy Rumsfeld is another one who's just a crazy lunatic.
Le Pearl, I think, takes the cake.
Oh, yeah, Le Pearl and Wolfowitz, who's running. Well, I don't know why Wolfowitz was even at the Rome summit. He's the World Bank president.
All right. Well, Wayne Madsen, thank you for joining us.
Good to be with you.
Have a good weekend. We'll be right back with Aaron Russo.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.